I'm Rona Tarrant. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh goes before the Senate Judiciary Committee today for his confirmation hearing. Democrats are furious that the Trump White House invoked executive privilege before the hearing to prevent anyone from seeing documents from Kavanaugh's time as associate counsel at the George W. Bush White House. Republicans have said the documents controversy is a ploy to take attention away from Kavanaugh being a superb and distinguished judge. The Diocese of Lincoln in Nebraska has opened a new anonymous hotline and website for those who wish to make complaints about sexual abuse. It comes as the Nebraska Attorney General's office has spoken with at least 24 accusers and urged others to come forward about abuse in the diocese. Church officials said Lincoln police are also investigating a priest accused of having an emotionally inappropriate non-sexual relationship with a 19-year-old male altar server that involved alcohol. The Spanish Coast Guard has said more than 600 migrants have been rescued in the Mediterranean as they attempted to make the crossing to Spain. 626 people from sub-Saharan and North Africa were rescued from 16 boats in the Strait of Gibraltar and the Albarine Sea. While the number of migrants reaching Europe by sea is down from a peak in 2015, Spain has seen an increase in arrivals this year and has overtaken Italy as the preferred destination for people seeking to reach the continent. 12 people were arrested in Chicago yesterday during a protest over gun violence in the city. The protesters had planned to block part of Chicago's Kennedy Expressway, aiming to disrupt traffic to O'Hare International Airport. Demonstrators also called for the resignation of Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel and urged more economic investment in the city's poor south and west sides. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.